1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. And Bob Green from Green's Food Emporium is back with us. Terrific supermarket. If you haven't been up there, it's a wonderful food emporium up in Altadena. And this is part two, of course, in our 11-part series, Feeding Our Families. There's been some, you know, a question as to people walking into supermarkets or walking into grocery stores and pilfering. And I know that the economy these days, Bob, at least I'm just looking at the stock market here, things are a little slow there on Wall Street. Are we looking toward a slowing economy and people not, you know, raising food prices, et cetera?
Well, Phil, I don't think that's the case. We keep our prices pretty low here at Green's Food Emporium. We've got a terrific buy on pumpkins. Halloween's coming up, so... No, we really try to hold the line, but I think what you're talking about specifically is the problem of people. It's a very normal thing, and we understand that of people walking into a supermarket or grocery store and helping themselves to the produce and that kind of thing.
All right, and we talked with you once before about that, but you're not talking about people just helping themselves to the produce. You're talking about people opening up packages when they go into a supermarket.
Yeah, and this is primarily people with children, too.
And all right, so women, children?
Right. Mothers will come in with their children. The kid gets hungry. They open up a box of cookies, and they...
Are they paying for this?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But that is not really... That doesn't solve the problem. And
okay, because if they're opening up the box of cookies and they're giving the kid a cookie while they're still in the store, as a matter of fact, my engineer, Craig Taylor,
right,
he says he regularly, when he goes shopping, he'll go to the Coke, to the cooler, crack himself a Coke, drink the Coke while he's shopping, and then, you know, when he gets to the checkout stand, pay for the Coke.
Yeah, that bothers me a little bit, Phil, and I'll tell you why. And it bothers a lot of other people. I was talking to... Nick Trudeau over at Big Boy Shopping Plaza, he has the same problem where people come in, open up a package, crack the Coke like your friend does, drink it, then they'll come up to the stand.
But what difference does it make if they pay for it?
The difference is this, Phil. It bothers me because that's essentially my food. That's essentially my store's food until you get it out the door. Then you can have your candy. Then you can have your Coke. And then you can have it.
Yeah, but if they're paying for it, right?
They're paying for it, but this is not a restaurant that I'm running. I'm running a store. And if you're hungry, buy your food, pay for it, then take it outside and eat it out there. And one of the problems we're having is not so much with adults. We're having it with kids who get hungry. They come in with their parents. One of the things that we don't have, Phil, at our store are these carts that you can carry a kid around in. Because we really firmly believe we're not running an amusement park. We run a grocery store.
And all right, you're talking about the carts where you can open up the thing and...
Right, these are seat carts, as we call them, and the children sit in them. We don't have those. So the kid is either carried by his or her mother or walks alongside their mother. But what kids do is they grab, and the parents open up the crackers and feed them. And that gets under my skin just a little bit.
Okay, we're talking to Bob Green here, and we're talking about people opening up stuff in markets and eating while they're in the market, and then paying for it when they get to the checkout stand. Let me say this to you: are the mothers feeding these children because they're really, really hungry?
I don't know, and it's really not a problem that I should be concerned with. Where we have our manager's office, which is up above the floor of the supermarket, I have a glass, which is a one-way glass I can look through, and this has been put in, obviously, for anybody who's attempting to shoplift. But I see these kids reaching out and grabbing the food and opening up and eating it, and then the parents get to the checkout stand. What I generally do in solving the problem is I keep a number of candy bar wrappers in my desk.
Right.
And I have small X-Lax squares. This is a it's a kind of a chocolate X-Lax, which helps loosen stool.
I understand.
All right. I put that into the candy bar wrapper, and then I'll go down to the floor, and I'll say to the woman, if your child is hungry, here's some candy for them, and because we really don't appreciate that.
Oh, so you get right into their faces on this, huh?
Well, I don't get into their faces, but what I do to kind of loosen up, because I get very tense when I see people do that, is I give the kid what he thinks is chocolate, but what is in point of fact X-Lax. And then...
This is a... Is this an X-lax that you take?
Right. The X-lax you take that creates a... It can be a problem.
And you're doing that why? Why the kid? In other words, if the kid is reaching out and grabbing this, shouldn't the parent...
No, well, the kids are the ones that start it. The adult is there just to shop, but the kid is reaching and grabbing and trying to get the food. And so I feel that that's the one that really is causing the problem. And so...
So in other words, you're going down and telling the parents, here's something for the kid to eat?
Right, because obviously the kid's hungry. I don't want him opening up anything in the store. Here's an X-lax. They don't know it's X-lax. It's fun for me. It relaxes me. And
what do you mean it's fun for you?
Because of the fact that I get so angry.
Okay, so you're angry over these people taking the food out. Let me ask you something. You're giving the kid chocolate because he's hungry, because he's been opening up stuff on the floor of the supermarket.
That's correct.
But this is X-lax, which is going to cause a problem with the child's bowels.
That is also correct. And what is further correct is that we do not have children carts, so the parents are generally carrying them. And let me tell you something, my friend. If you think you're going to come into my store and open up packages and eat stuff and generally turn the whole place into a restaurant, while you're carrying your kid, he's going to give you a surprise in your hand or over your arm, or it'll drip down the arm and the side. Because
that is an extreme case of solving a problem, cutting off one's nose despite one's face. You're giving this child diarrhea because he was reaching out.
Because the child is rude, doesn't have any manners.
Generally, these are preschool kids.
It doesn't matter. They're the ones that get the parents to get the food. Now,
do you have something against kids?
No, sir, I do not have anything against kids. What I'm saying to you, Phil, is that...
You don't have anything against children?
No, sir, I do not have anything against children. I don't know why you would bring that into it.
Because you're giving children X-lax, and...
Yes, I do, to keep these kids from doing this again a second time. Now, I don't know whether or not...
Well, I'm going to interrupt you because I have a document in front of me with the name Ramona Perez on it. Do you know that name?
Okay, Phil, I didn't come on your program to be...
Do you know the name Ramona Perez?
Again, I did not come on your program to be ambushed.
I just wanted you to answer the question. Do you know the name Ramona Perez?
All right, thank you very much.
Okay, there he goes. He hung up. Okay, so I don't know whether you're going to get him back or not, Mike. This is Bob Green. He is the store manager for a store up in Altadena where he sees families opening up packages on the floor and eating from the boxes, even though they're paying for it. He says, and I'm quoting, it tightens his jaws so much that he comes downstairs with X-lax to give to the kids. Now, it sounds to me like the guy's got a problem with kids, and is he going to call back? I'd like him to at least get a shot of him calling back, because if he's coming downstairs with X-lax and feeding this to children, it also adds up in light of some of the things that we've been hearing. Okay, Mr. Green, if you hang up on me again, sir, you don't get your side, out. And
well, I called up Phil back because I want to get the facts straight on this thing. You mentioned the name Ramona Perez.
Yeah. Do you know the name Ramona Perez?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Can you tell me where you know that name from?
Ramona is a girl who collects the shopping carts at our supermarket.
Okay, so you know that she is slapping you with a paternity suit.
Okay, I want to get my side of the story.
But it's a paternity suit, right?
Her parents have sued me for paternity, yeah.
All right, we have with right here...
I don't know why we're bringing this up now, Mr. Henry. I don't know what this has to do with anything, but I feel I have the right to protect myself.
And I want you to protect yourself. You know the document that I have right here. Under discovery, your attorney got a hold of this girl's diary, okay? So you giving X-lax to kids is just the tip of the iceberg. There's a diary entry. Do you have that?
I have the diary entry here. I know exactly what you're talking about. You're not going to ambush me.
I'm not trying to ambush you. I want to get some facts out. You're giving X-lax to kids. Sounds to me like you don't like kids.
No, I don't have a problem with kids. But when someone slaps me with a paternity suit, and...
Okay, do you have the diary entry from this girl, Ramona Perez?
Yes, I have it right here.
Okay, can you read it?
I'll read it to you, and you tell me if this doesn't sound like a complete load, if this doesn't sound like the complete ravings of a madwoman. All right.
We'll make up our own mind on that. Would you read that, please?
Okay, this is Ramona Perez's diary entry, which her attorneys have entered into evidence. Dear diary, Mr. Green says he likes me and promises me he gonna marry me someday. So we went to his office, but it hurt, not like he said it wouldn't gonna hurt. Okay, did you understand any of that, Mr. Henry? Because those are the ravings of a...
Yeah, I understood it completely. She's accusing you of having sex with her. And by the way, isn't she mentally disabled?
She's 19 years old. She collects shopping carts.
Isn't she mentally disabled?
By that diary entry, I think you could put two and two together.
Isn't that girl mentally retarded?
Whatever. I gave her a job.
Okay, a mentally retarded 19-year-old woman in your employ says that you took her up to her office and you said it wasn't going to hurt.
I didn't. Look at this. Okay, thank you very much.
There you go. There he hung up again. Okay. The guy calls back again. I'll put him on one more time, and then I'm not going to talk to the guy. 1-800-449-8686. So you've just heard this guy who runs a supermarket up in Altadena doesn't like people opening up packages, especially little kids, come downstairs, gives them X-lax. I asked him, did he have a problem with kids? Turns out he got slapped with a paternity suit by the parents of a mentally disabled 19-year-old girl who collects shopping carts at his supermarket. 1-800-449-8686. This is The Phil Hendry Show. One 800 449 8686. Phil Hendry Show. Mr. Green, you're back with us, right?
Yes, I am.
And you're not going to be hanging the phone up on me again, right?
I want my side of the story told.
Your side of the story is going to be told, but there's a paternity suit against you by a mentally retarded girl who collects shopping carts out in the parking lot for you. Says you got her pregnant.
You know, that's the reason why I've got a problem with a lot of these kids. Someone slaps me with a paternity suit, and I'm supposed to walk around with a big smile on my face for every kid there is. And
you don't have to walk around with a big smile on your face, but you don't abuse kids. You don't.
And they can come into my store and start ripping hell out of all the cookie bags and all the cracker bags. Is that it? Are they allowed to?
Well, no. But what you should do is have the parents get a little exercise some control.
Well, Mr. Henry, would that it were true that parents would exercise control? They don't. They leave it up to me, Bob Green. I'm a grocery store manager. I went to school to learn how to manage the produce section first. Then they moved me up from shipping. I was in liquor for a while. Now I have my own store, and I'm supposed to sit there and hold hands with somebody who doesn't know how to control her own kid. Better that I give that kid some X-lax, because that kid will learn a lesson.
All right, let me take some phone calls here. 1-800-449-8686. So you got a guy who's giving kids X-lax, you got a paternity suit.
This paternity suit, by the way, is nothing but crap. No judge is going to believe some mentally, whatever you want to call it, some mentally retarded diary entry. It's the ravings of a mad woman.
Well, I would remind you that a mentally retarded girl is not necessarily insane.
I understand that.
All right, well, then don't say the ravings of a mad woman. Here is Virginia on the Phil Hendry Show. Glen Allen, Virginia, hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
As a mother of a 3.5, 4-year-old child, and somebody who knows about laws and regulations, you are dispensing over-the-counter medication to a child.
There you go.
You are not a legal guardian.
Over-the-counter. Over-the-counter. That's the
And
key,
if
that's
you were to do
phrase.
That to a child, you would be sued so quickly.
What are you going to sue me
for? You
wouldn't
know what hit you.
What are you going to sue me for?
And I would win.
You're
for
in
dispensing
my store,
medication to my child
your
without
kid,
permission.
Your kid's ripping hell out of every bag on the counter, shoving food into his mouth. It's not his food yet. You got to pay for it first.
You know, you'd never get my business as a grocery store. And secondly, these
yes,
children aren't ripping the hell
prices.
Out of bags.
We've
and
got
if
the
you
best
provided
prices on
carts.
Pumpkins. We have the best prices on produce and meat this month only.
You know what? I don't care about your prices. If you,
you
don't even provide a family shopping atmosphere.
Family shopping? Do you? What are
you
doing? You
want to stop children from grabbing things on your shelves? Give the people a shopping cart to put them
park.
In.
It's not an amusement park, ma'am.
Yeah, but the lady made a point here. If you don't want the kids grabbing stuff off the shelves, stick them in a cart.
Why don't you use some control and wrap that kid up with a leash or something. I ask the mother if I can give their kid a chocolate, and the parents approve.
Yeah, so you didn't ask me if you could give the kid X-Lax.
I said a chocolate.
Is it a chocolate?
It's chocolate flavored.
It's not a chocolate. That's X-Lax. That's medication, and I will tell you.
I'll give you an argument on that one. I think it's a chocolate. You can eat them for relaxation. You can.
Yeah, they're going to give you a problem with your bowels.
Whatever.
You are perverted.
Something. There are restaurants.
You are a child hater, and you are a very sick person.
I'm not a child. People hate me. They slap me with a paternity suit. And then
wait. You're giving that kid a X-Lax. It's over-the-counter medicine. It affects their bowels.
Phil, there are a half a dozen restaurants in Los Angeles that do the same thing to my bowels, okay? They're still called restaurants, aren't they? Yeah. It's not called X-Lax Restaurant.
And you know what? If you found out and you had proof of it, you could sue them.
Well,
just because it's an over-the-counter medication doesn't give you the right to dispense it to anybody.
All right,
whom
well, then
you so
I'm
desire.
Not allowing you in the store. Where are you? Virginia? Well, you'd never shop in my store anyway, so what difference does it make? But were you to come to California, you wouldn't be allowed in my store.
How would you know it's this lady?
I'd find out.
All right, ma'am. Thank you very much for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Here's Burton on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Burton, hello.
Hello, yes, I'm from Burton.
Burton, yes.
I guess I was bothered because young...
Burton what?
Pardon me?
Burton where? Where is that?
Michigan.
Oh, okay.
You know, young children, they have diarrhea, are in pain, and I think it's sadistic to intentionally cause pain to
these
children.
Ma'am, grown adults who have diarrhea are in pain.
Excuse me. My turn.
Yeah, you tell me you're not in pain when you have diarrhea?
You are causing... You are possibly causing physical harm to children.
That's the biggest point, yeah.
Under a certain age, not even making any moral judgments, under a certain age, this can be harmful to children. You do not dispense it to children.
So let me be clear.
Under a certain age,
it's okay for them to
a child could have,
shopping
excuse
displays
me, it's
apart.
My turn.
I had a stack of Denison's chili. Kid grabbed a can all over the floor.
I heard you, and that's why I'm calling in, because I had a few points, so may I please continue?
Is this going to take long?
No, it won't.
All right, thank you.
It doesn't matter how long it takes. The lady's got a right to talk.
Jesus.
Whose show is it, please? It can be harmful to dispense, even if it's over the counter under a certain age. People can have allergic reactions to anything, even if it is over the counter. And if they are not aware of what they were given and they have an allergic reaction, they can die. And if they are on other medications, you do not miss medications, even with over-the-counter dispensing of X-Lax. You can have a drug interaction.
Uh-huh. Right. All right. Wow.
I'm sorry. What are you doing?
What?
What are you doing?
Mr. Hendry, she wanted to monopolize the airwaves.
Are you in your bathroom on the airwaves?
She wanted to monopolize the airwaves, sir.
Please close your bathroom door.
Sorry?
Please close the bathroom door.
All right, I heard you, ma'am.
Are you there, lady?
Yes, I'm there.
Okay.
I had four points. I wrote it down so I could get to the point.
Are you on point four yet?
Well, I guess since you didn't listen, you wouldn't know, but yes, I did get through all 4 points.
You got through all 4 points. I would say this. That we have a great buy this month and this month only on spring peas.
All right, forget about what the buys are that you've got. The lady made some points here. The fact that children are in pain when they have diarrhea.
Phil, when's the last time you had diarrhea?
I don't believe that's any of your business.
Oh, come on.
When I went to Mexico?
Was it painful?
Yeah,
and see, by his silence, you know,
it
was painful. And I can tell you, ma'am, I've had the old Hershey squirts myself. You have, too. It's painful, all right? Especially if you're eating some of those joints I know in Upper Michigan. Are you from Upper Michigan?
No.
Oh, okay. Some of those hunting lodges up there.
Never mind. Thank you for your call. All right. Let's get back on track. Robert Green, who is the manager of Bob's Food Emporium, Green's Food Emporium in Altadena, is with us. When children are reaching for food on the counters and eating it and their parents are paying for it, he's still giving the kids X-Lax. The kids are thinking they're getting chocolates. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
still going on our canned beets, which is fantastic.
You know, that's great, Bob, and I'm glad about your canned beets, but we're talking about something more serious. This is the Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Bob Green, who's the manager of Green's Food Emporium. I imagine you're the owner as well?
I'm part owner, Phil.
All right, so you're managing partner?
Yes, sir.
All right.
And again, I want to say that I thought it was unconscionable for you to bring the paternity suit into this.
Well, sir, I don't want to talk about the paternity suit. You know what? It's being litigated, and I don't want to talk about that, but I do want to talk about you giving X-lax to kids under the guise that it's chocolate after they rip open bags on your counters. They're paying for it. The parents should be the ones that should be held accountable.
No, because the kids are reaching out and grabbing. Don't always blame the parents for the wrongs of the children. The kids know what they're doing. They know that they're reaping hell on my displays, and they know. They know because they're young, and they're just all they want to do is tighten my jaws and get me upset. And it's something that I have dealt with in my own way. And
but if giving a child X-lax could potentially be harmful, correct?
And I don't know, Phil. I don't think so. I know that. I'll tell you one thing. If they're going to eat the food in my store before they pay for it, they're going to leave it in my store. And if that means, and I say this with all due respect to all the parents calling in, if that means I've got to have that kid crap it out all over the floor, then I...
Oh, come on, man.
I am serious, sir. I work hard for my business. No kid's leaving my store with that food still in his system. It's just not going to happen. If I got to give them X-lax, if we have to make them vomit, it's going
to... Well, I find that to be... You are coveting 25 cents worth of wheat checks or 30 cents worth of peanuts or any of those.
Hey, let me tell you something. A lot of the shipping costs inflate the prices of a lot of these things. So for me...
Well, I still think that you're going overboard to protect a very, very small investment. 1-800-449-8686, Schenectady, New York. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Mr. Green... You know, I'm a grandmother, but I'll tell you something.
I feel for you.
Oh, no. It's a good thing to be a grandmother.
Well...
I love my grandson.
Well,
now, let me tell you something.
I hope you don't wind
kids,
up like that.
No,
did you hear about the
listen.
Lady? Did you hear about shut the lady?
Shut up and listen.
Did you hear about
I'm
the
talking
one lady?
Here.
I understand you're talking. Did you hear
yeah,
about the lady?
Yeah, right. If I brought
lady?
My grandson or if my kids were younger and I brought them into your store...
There was a lady,
a
grandmother
a
in Michigan...
Do you know that people can sue you for that?
This lady
do
in Michigan... Who, are you going to do it?
I'm not going to sue you. I wouldn't go to a lawyer. I wouldn't go to a cop. You know what I would do?
What would you do, Butch?
Sweetheart, I'd show up in your office.
Let me ask you a question. How do you have grandkids when you've been making love to women your whole life? And the-
okay, that's way over the board.
But it's true. She knows it's true.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, no, no. But how did you get the grandkids? That's all I want to know.
I have one grandkid.
Okay, so you did it
and
one time with a guy?
I have four sons.
All right. Well, forget about her sexual orientation.
So
and
what's
I'm
your problem?
With... doesn't even it's that's not even here nor there.
What's your problem?
My problem is with you, sir, because if I found that you were practicing medicine without a license.
Practicing medicine? I'm not practicing medicine. I'm giving a kid
medication.
I'm giving him a candy.
Yeah, no, you're dispensing medication.
I'm giving him candy.
Do you put X-lax on the candy displays?
Do I put X-lax on the candy displays?
Yeah, do you?
We don't have candy in our store.
You know.
No.
So where's the X-Lax? Is that in a section by itself, or is it by other medications, like Rolaids and stuff like that?
Well, you sound like you could use a good bowel movement, but may I suggest a store in your neighborhood?
And what are we going to do? Are we going to just snipe back and forth like this?
Well, I don't know where she's going with this, Phil, and I'm not going down the road with her, okay?
Well, I wouldn't
I know
want
that
down
in
the
my
road
store,
with me, honey.
She
you
wants
know where
to walk
you know
in with
I
her grandkids
in
into my...
Ass.
You beat my... That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
You're
and
a woman, I'm a guy.
It, sweetheart.
You're a woman, I'm a guy. You're going to beat me up?
Yes, I
No woman has ever beaten me up. Okay?
Yeah. Why?
God, I hate it when women laugh at me, though.
Oh, no.
Oh, God, I hate it.
Are you turning pale pink with rage? Are you? Tell me now.
All right, anyway. See you later, Butch.
Ah, so you...
I was just kidding. 1-800-449-8686. Torrance on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Torrance, hello.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Phil, I wanted to answer that lady's questions. I do not dispense medication.
But you're giving them X-lax. Go ahead, Torrance.
As Torrance, I'd like to say to the caller in, what's his name, Green?
My name is Bob Green, ma'am.
Bob
Green's
Green.
Food Emporium, right.
Bob Green, I'd like for you to know, and the listener's son, that when he was 3 years old, got into X-lax.
Who's that?
And, pardon?
Who did?
My son.
Your son did?
Got into X-lax by accident in
right.
our home.
Right.
I called the doctor. The doctor said this is a very harsh medication, and bring him in right now.
How long was he crapping for?
I took him.
It must have been.
Hold on. Let's listen to the lady. Go ahead, ma'am.
I took him in. They had to tie him up with a sheet and pump his stomach. It's a very, very harsh laxative. And for you.
Well, why
to
would
think,
you leave that laying around for a kid?
I didn't. My elderly mother did.
Oh, your mother did it. Well, is she visiting lately? I wouldn't have her around. And as far as my...
Well, you never mind about her. The lady's trying to explain.
May I finish telling you that
I wouldn't let
you,
the old bat back in my house.
For you to portray that this is a good idea, I know it's not the standing for the station or the host. But for you to portray...
I don't know. Phil, what do you think about it?
I think it's reprehensible.
It's not what you told me before we went on the air.
May I finish?
You don't think I know it's harsh? I give it to a kid, and the kid's making soup in aisle 3 within 10 minutes. I know it's harsh, ma'am. That's the point. I don't want the kid ruining my displays, tearing into cookie bags, upsetting all of the everything in the aisle. These kids come running through there. It's not going to happen in my store.
For you to portray that this is a good idea...
Especially after I've been slapped with a paternity suit.
Do you understand that some people listen to you and think that this might be a good idea?
I hope they
understand?
Do. I hope they do.
Do you understand?
It was a good idea for your kid.
Do you understand?
I bet you your kid never got back into the X-Lax, did he? You still talking to your mother?
Do you
understand? How do you like the Dodgers this year?
Could I finish,
please? I don't
think
that Kevin Malone's going to hold his job.
Will you shut up and let her finish?
Do you understand the harm that this could do because it's so harsh? Have you ever seen a child have their stomach pumped?
Yeah, I have. As a matter of fact, for relaxation, I like to go down to the county general in the emergency room and watch them pump kids' stomachs. No,
well,
ma'am,
good.
I've never seen that.
You know, good.
Okay?
I'm glad.
All right. I don't know who is joking, but...
She's trying to shock me with stories about her kid having the Hershey squirts. Look, keep the X-Lax away from him, and he won't be having that poo soup problem anymore.
Well, I'd like to... I'm glad...
All right, thanks a lot, ma'am. Here is Richmond on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
I want to talk to Phil. Phil, you have a moral obligation to make sure...
Okay, thanks for calling. Here is Portland on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Portland, hello.
Oh, hi there.
Yes,
sorry,
ma'am, go
that.
Ahead.
Hi.
That guy in Richmond waited for, I don't know, 40 minutes to get like 3 words out.
Ooh.
Go ahead, ma'am.
Boy, why'd you hang up on the guy?
He was already boring me. Yes, ma'am.
What he is doing is absolutely irreprehensible, and I am absolutely seeing red.
Wait a second.
I am an attorney, and
nobody's heard my side. Nobody's heard my side.
I've heard your side, and regardless, what you are doing is illegal, and I would burn your butt, and you better pray to God that I don't decide to come down to California.
Oh, really?
And
what are you going to sue me for?
And represent anyone, I would do it for
free. What are you
going
to sue me for? I don't even think you know the law.
You have a screw loose, buddy.
I don't think you know the law.
What are you going to sue me for?
Okay, well, what would you sue me for? What would you sue me for? What
would you sue him for, ma'am?
What would I sue for? Illegally dispensing an over-counter of the drugs to a minor.
Illegally dispensing? Well, what is that? Is that a criminal? Drugs. You're going to sue him for what? For that?
Everything he has.
Isn't he supposed to be arrested for that?
Yeah, you bet he would be arrested. You bet. And I would push for the absolute max on that.
What's the max on that?
Oh, gosh, I think he'd be at least 7 to 10 years. You
really?
The harm that you can do a child doing that.
Well, look, what about my...
Harm,
if you're an attorney,
I'm
what about my paternity suit? What about my paternity suit?
And that's just it, another thing. You just because you have a paternity suit doesn't give you the right to take this out on other children.
You don't have to call her a retard.
Well, she pushes shopping carts for a living.
You should not be walking around in society. You need to be put away. There's something wrong. You have.
Do you realize that we started this hour to talk about, you know, how to keep families fed during the winter, and now the manager of the grocery store needs to be put away?
I don't understand.
Absolutely.
I don't get it.
She does not deserve to be out in public.
Well, I'm offended and I'm insulted. And this Ramona Perez, who is suing me for paternity, it's a bum rap. You want to know why?
Why?
Her parents are suing you.
Her parents are suing me for paternity. Well, guess what?
Because
I was impotent that day.
She is unable to make those decisions
yes.
on her own.
Well, she's
and they are suing
a little
you.
Slow.
And
right.
they have the absolute right to do that.
Right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Your Honor.
All right, what is that supposed to mean?
Is she a judge or something?
She was a lawyer. Tucson on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi,
how are you?
I'm a nurse of 20 years. I'm 42 years old.
Here we go, another hard-bit woman.
No, sir, please, I have listened to your points, and I would appreciate it if you would respect me for one moment to give you my clinical opinion.
Can I tell you about the special
degree,
we have
so
on Halloween pumpkins?
I'd appreciate it if you'd listen.
Can I just tell you about our special on Halloween pumpkins?
No, I want you to listen to this and show some respect for my degree and my 20 years of clinical experience.
All right.
You are giving medication to children without parental knowledge. They do not know what they are receiving. They are being duped into taking chocolate that is really medication that could adversely affect any disease that you are unaware that they have.
Oh, thank God.
Their parents could take them home and find them to become considerably ill. If you do not understand the effects of diabetes, renal failure, dehydration, and all kinds of things that could potentially kill a small child,
X-Lax
if you
can
are
do
giving
that to you?
Medication, sir, to patients that are or children without parental permission, and you don't even have the guts to tell people what they're taking, and I think you should be very, very
but
careful.
But they think it's a Hershey bar. They think it's a Hershey bar.
I think that you should be very, very
your
careful
beeper's going off.
That people do not inadvertently or potentially do what to you, what you have doing to other people. I wouldn't eat in a restaurant in town that you could potentially be a customer because this
well,
is a very good
well
way for
I
people
do.
To
there's
get back at you.
There's some restaurants
and
in Tucson
so
that would do the exact same thing to
your
lower colon
where your store is located.
Doing. I didn't tell them where it's
so
located.
That you lose even more business. You are a
X-Lax
reprehensible
can do
human
all that.
Being.
I'll tell you, if
and
X-Lax can do all of
that,
that I should give it to Ramona's kid to get it out of my life.
Now, what
that's
I
what
hope
I really
you
have,
to do. Sir,
you know what,
common sense and decency.
If anybody needs X-Lax, you do, ma'am.
A clinician with
a clinician,
which you are not. A clinician.
A clinician. What is that?
Nurse.
What's a wet nurse?
Look up what the word clinician is.
All right, I have
a
dictionary right here.
Look up
nurse.
Clinician, yeah. Do you know what it is?
I've got a dictionary
and
right
if
here.
You can
look it up.
Listen long right. enough, other than have your own point of view and be open-minded to the harm that you are potentially causing unsuspecting people.
Well, you
what
don't respect
around,
my position as a grocery store
what
owner.
Goes around, sir, comes
you don't
around.
Respect my position as a grocery store owner.
All right, this is not going anywhere. Thank you very much.
Do you respect me as a grocery store owner? Hello?
She's gone. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Good luck, Mr. Green, in that paternity suit. And well, the guy's nuts. If X-Lax can do all of that to you. It's the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show, we were talking about, for some reason, Silence of the Lambs here during our break, and what a great, seriously great film that was, and we were talking about all of the scary parts of the movie. You know, Melissa said, well, that the part where Jodie Foster's going through the house, and Jamie Gump, you know, the serial killer, Buffalo Bill, didn't they call him that? Has her in his infrared goggles, and then there's the scene where, I particularly like the scene when they wheel Hannibal Lecter out on the dolly with the hockey mask to speak to the senator, you know, about where her daughter is. That was just the ultimate in evil. And then, you know, Craig likes the part where Hannibal Lecter beats the crap out of those two jail guards. But what was Mike's favorite part? When that guy threw the stuff all over her. Hey, how about the part where the guy throws the stuff all over Jodie Foster? By the way, this is the Phil Hendry Show, and if you take anything seriously on this program, if you take anything that, and this is the number one rated Phil Hendry Show, if you are discovering our show for the first time, or maybe you've been listening for years, literally years, and you take things that you hear on this show as gospel, and you proceed to act in the world on the things you hear on this show, you deserve to have diarrhea for weeks on end. You deserve to have lower colonic pain. You deserve what you get. And the guy from Richmond, you know, man, I'm like 3 miles ahead of you, babe. The guy's calling in, Mr. Henry, you have a moral obligation. Because I ain't got a moral obligation to do anything. What do you think about that? I have no moral obligation to you at all. I do have a moral obligation to obey the law, and the law says that I cannot cause a public panic. And I don't step over that line, but I have no moral obligation to you. Now, I care about you as people, but I care about you so much, I let you use your own brains, your own intelligence, your own God-given, whatever it is that God gave you, to figure out what's going on around you, okay? To count the number of fingers on each hand, to get up in the morning and put one sock on at a time and put your pants on and all of that stuff, okay? That's what I count on you guys to do. I trust you to be able to do that. If you cannot do that, then you are in trouble, and the Phil Hendry Show is just one of many pitfalls you will encounter in this world. So get clued into this one. I've said it before. This is the last time I'm going to say it. Until we get another new affiliate, until Denver comes on board next month. I'm not under any moral obligation to you at all. And I'm under no obligation to care about the idiots that are listening to this show that they might go out and do this, that, or something else. They are idiots because they're idiots. Not because Phil Hendry created that phenomenon, and that's just the way it's going to be. And I would suggest now that you move on if that's the kind of thing that you don't want to, you don't want to check out. By the way, speaking of another good movie, I saw a tremendous film last night called Lenny Bruce, Swear to Tell the Truth. Now, this film has been out since 1998. I really recommend it. Lenny Bruce is a comic that really doesn't get talked about enough. People know who he is, and everyone, oh yeah, he's the guy. Well, let me tell you who he is. Lenny Bruce, there would be no Jerry Seinfeld, there would be no George Carlin, there would be no Sam Kinison. There basically would be absolutely no modern comedy as we know it were it not for Lenny Bruce, who was the first to bring this sort of thing called attitude humor to the stage and was the first to test the boundaries of language. He used a lot of, quote, dirty words, end quote, in his act and was arrested numerous times for using these words. At least that's what they want us to believe. He was, in point of fact, arrested because he was being politically harassed, because he outed a judge that was taking some bribes, and a lot of different things. But for historical purposes, he was busted for using a lot of objectionable language on stage. But that's really not why he should be famous. He should be famous because he was a great satirist. He brought us some funny material, just really tears streaming down your face, funny stuff like Religions Incorporated and How Hitler Was Discovered and Lima, Ohio, and all of these great things. And he wound up getting arrested numerous times to the point where his weakness, and probably the reason why he didn't succeed, was that he was a heroin addict. And he did use a lot of smack, and he used speed, and he eventually died with a needle hanging out of his arm, and no money, no ability to work because they pulled his cabaret license. There wouldn't be any modern stand-up comedy today were it not for Lenny Bruce. That's just the fact. You don't have to believe it. I don't care. But that is the fact. And when you think about people who ought to be arrested for their stand-up, he's the last guy. Basically, Lenny Bruce was arrested and tortured all those years because he was too funny. He was in America, you can be arrested for being too funny. That happened to him. Now, there's some people ought to be arrested for not being funny enough. I mean, I could see a lot of the people that I'd like to see arrested, like Bill Maher. You know, how about Jay Leno? No offense, but if it was between Lenny or Jay, I would much rather see Jay laying on a bathroom floor with a needle hanging out of his arm than or Tim Allen or Elaine Boozler. No offense. Anyway, rent the movie, okay? Buy it. Buy the movie. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. You have the movie?